You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Garbage. Our country makes a lot of it. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, every American throws away about 4.5 pounds of trash a day. And even though we may try to follow the three commandments of waste management, recycle, reduce, reuse, the garbage keeps piling up. But recently, a new term has come into vogue, upcycle. That's the idea that you can take waste materials and turn them into something valuable and even beautiful. Mosaic artist Daoud Abdullah upcycles pieces of trashed pottery, tile, mirror, and glass to make public art on garbage cans in Oakland and Richmond. KALW's Suki Lewis met up with Abdullah to see what turning trash cans into treasure cans does for a neighborhood.
Someone just threw a water bottle into Daoud Abdullah's art piece. But that's what it's for. It's a trash can. I'm on a tour of Abdullah's unconventional art gallery, The Streets of Oakland. Here in East Oakland's Brookdale neighborhood, grates cover the windows on the one-story houses. The street is noisy with buses and cars. And it's lined with trash cans, square, dull gray boxes that blend into the concrete around them. Except for this one.
Yeah, so this is the first one I did.
It's got an eye made out of mirror on one side above a red heart and the letter U, which also looks a lot like a smiley face. On another side,
so, yeah, it looks a little bit like a starfish because it's
blue.
Abdullah decorated this first can in 2006. Nobody paid him to do it or even asked him to. And his materials?
This was some tile. I was walking down the street and found a bowl box of, oh, wow, I'll use it, you know. So that's how stuff like that comes about.
Abdullah says he was tired of seeing trash in the neighborhood and cleaning up other people's garbage. And he wanted to show that there's potential in the things we throw away.
Let's show trash turned into treasure, you know, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of plates and cups and, you know, stuff on that, you know.
He moved on to other cans around the neighborhood, lugging tiles, grout, and bladders of water for blocks to spread smiley faces, hearts, and peace signs around Oakland. Some of his later pieces were made by request, including this one he did for an Oakland musician.
I was working on a trash can by myself at Brookdale and High, and he drove past and goes, wow, I want one of those done in my house. Could you do it?
This can's got guitars, drums, maracas, and the words Oakland loves musica on two of the sides. And then there's a peace sign. Abdullah says while he was working on this can, the musician's son was murdered.
I mean, it was a shooting kind of thing. I just decided, well, dude, I'm going to, you know, show respect and give you a peace sign. We need it. Don't have enough of it.
Abdullah takes me to the next can near a bus stop on Seminary Avenue. The storefronts are barred up, and the only business that seems to be open is a liquor store.
The reason that I did the trash cans here, because look at it, it looks like blight. There's nothing going on here. They have no art. And it was like, man, you go all around Lake Merritt, you go all around downtown Oakland, there's pieces of art here and there, murals that they're legal, you know, and you get out here, and it's nothing, and the nickname of Seminary Avenue is Cemetery Avenue because all of the killing and stuff that goes on.
But something else has started going on here.
You can turn down here.
Look at that.
In front of us is a beautiful, huge mosaic flower piece someone has done on the front of their house. And to our left, I spot another decorated trash can. But it's not one of Abdullah's.
That's the ripple. It keeps going.
Abdullah calls the spread of the art form the ripple. He's keeping it going by training a new crop of artists in his studio in nearby Richmond.
All right.
The place is called Bridge Storage because it's just that, a storage business that converted a number of units into an art space and Abdullah's classroom.
If you don't work with kids, man, the art form is going to die.
Earlier this year, 12 teenagers from Gompers, the continuation high school in Richmond, came to Abdullah's studio to learn about mosaic and help make the city's trash cans a little brighter.
You saw the big mural in progress. That's my blackboard.
On a wall outside, a mosaic mural is starting to emerge of the San Francisco Bay, with the Golden Gate Bridge straddling it. Abdullah tells me the bridge is like so much of the stuff he works with.
Somebody showed up with this bridge, which was a part of San Francisco University's scoreboard. They were tearing it down, and somebody thought, oh, there's this guy that will reuse it. And so here it is. I've been reusing it.
This is where he showed the kids different techniques using materials from glass to oyster shells.
I would hope and dream that with all the kids that I'm teaching how to do this art form, that they take it to the next level. You know what I mean? Instead of a spray tag, give me a nice, you know, mosaic tag.
For the last stop on our tour, Abdullah takes me to see his most prominent can, in Richmond anyway.
So we're looking right across.
I know, looking right at City Hall.
There's a bicycle driving up one side of the can, out of a flower bed made from broken plates. And on another side,
tight, Rosie the Riveter,
oh, yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
A man standing nearby named Dre, he didn't give his last name, likes Abdullah's rendering of Rosie in blue and tan tile under the words Richmond and We Can Do It.
It definitely makes me want to put my trash in it. Really, I appreciate the culture that Richmond has put down. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's nice to see that Richmond has put efforts into something other than bloodshed. You know what I'm saying?
In fact, a $3,000 grant from the city has helped fund a number of Abdullah's cans. There are now 26 in the city, from Point Richmond to downtown. Dre's friend Julian, who also didn't give his last name, hopes Abdullah will do more.
You know, they should be all over Richmond.
And that, after all, is Abdullah's mission, to give broken bits a second chance at beauty and replace blight with art.
It's a trash can, but it's been repurposed.
For Cross Currents, I'm Suki Lewis.